It's a very exciting day for the Rams organization as Sean McVay has been named the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, and I'm excited because he's sitting down with me here today. Congratulations. When you hear me introduce you as the head coach, has it sunk in yet, or is it a little surreal at this point?
I don't think it has yet. You know, it's humbling, it's flattering, and at the same time exciting because you can't wait to go about this journey and start on this challenge that we have set in front of us. But it starts with assembling a great coaching staff, which we're in the process of doing right now. But it is a little surreal, like you mentioned, Danny.
Why Los Angeles? What made you want to be a part of this organization?
Well, I think it's about the people. You know, anything, greatest asset that any organization has is the people. And when you get a chance to sit down with Kevin Demoff, Les Snead, spending a couple days with Mr. Kroenke, you feel that these guys are committed to trying to produce a winning football team week in and week out. We all share the same vision with how we're going to accomplish that, and being around those people is what drew me to this organization. And then you see great players on tape. When you study the Rams, both on offense, defense, and special teams, there are players that excite you and that you can't wait to work with and set out to achieve the goals that we will have for ourselves.
We'll definitely talk about some of those players coming up here in a little bit, but first I want to just address the fact, obviously, you are the youngest head coach in NFL history. Obviously, that's what everybody's talking about. But what made you think you were okay for this job? You were ready to take on this challenge?
Man, that's a great question. You know, when you look at it, I think it's something that I feel very fortunate and blessed, but this isn't accomplished without being around great people, great coaches and mentors that were willing to invest in me, take time to help me develop as a coach, as a communicator, as a leader, and being around people like John Gruden, Jay Gruden, Mike Shanahan, Bruce Allen, you know, my grandfather's influence on me and how they did things when he and Bill Walsh were able to have so much success with the 49ers over that time. Those are things that make you feel confident that you are ready to accept a position like this, but you also realize that it's about surrounding yourself with great people, knowing you don't have all the answers, but when everybody's working in the same direction, give yourself a chance to achieve success.
Your relationship with the Grudens actually has been very intriguing to our fan base. They tweeted in a lot wanting to know more about your relationship with them. How has that sort of gotten you to where you are now?
Well, the family connection goes way back, and it starts with my grandfather and then Jim Gruden Sr., who is Jay and John's dad. They've worked together in college as coaches. They worked together in the personnel office with the 49ers, so those connections run deep. Jim Sr. actually recruited my dad to play at Indiana University when he's a running back coach. So there's a lot of connections. The Gruden and McVay families are very close. And there's a big reason why I was fortunate enough right when I got done playing at Miami of Ohio to get into coaching, working for Coach Gruden on that Tampa staff in 08. And I think it's a huge credit to why I am where I am today because of the influence that those two specifically have had on me.
When this interview process started, what was that like? How did it look? How long did it take?
Well, it's interesting, Danny, because right when our season finished up, you know, you have goals and aspirations to make the playoffs, and we were in a situation where it's a win and you're in. And, you know, in our mind, we never expected that season to end, and it happened so abruptly, and we unfortunately didn't get it done against the Giants, so now your season's over. And right after that game, I actually got a call from Bob Lamont, and he had mentioned that both the Rams and 49ers were interested in speaking with you about their head coaching position. And, you know, it was a whirlwind. It was flattering, humbling, but it was something that you're excited because it never really felt like an interview throughout the process, really, with both teams. It was more of a conversation, sharing a vision of what it looks like to achieve the goals and give yourself a chance to compete, the sustained success, creating and maintaining a culture. And those are things that I'm passionate about. You know, I love football. I'm passionate about this game, something I've studied my entire life. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's been a great process, and really it started as soon as that game ended on Sunday against the Giants, so it's really been the last week and a half, I guess.
Well, since you love to talk football, let's talk football. Obviously, everybody saw what you did with Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff here for the Rams. What do you see as his potential after talking to him and then seeing what you have seen on him on film?
Well, I think you see some of the traits and characteristics that enabled Kirk to have success, and you know, first of all, they're both natural throwers of the football. There's not any throw that they can't make, both short, intermediate, long. They can change their arm angles, the trajectory. They both throw catchable balls. You know, that was something going back to Coach Walsh. The most important thing is, do I throw a catchable ball, give my receivers and tight ends a chance to run after the catch? And I see those things in Jared. I see a guy that is more athletic than he's given credit for. And I also see a player that is tough. You know, he keeps his eyes down the field, doesn't watch the rush, took some shots, loved the way that I saw him come back and respond. And then, you know, only spent a little bit of time with him. And because of the situation we had in Washington, didn't do as much work as you might be accustomed to and what these guys did here when they drafted Jared number one. But being able to talk to Les, talk to Kevin, people around the building that have been around Jared. He's wired the right way. He's made of the right stuff with the intangibles that you're looking for the leader of your offense and really your team in particular. And those are the things that excite me about getting a chance to work with them, build and form that relationship that is going to be vital to our success with the Rams moving forward.
What does it take to change an offense? When you walk into a situation where an offense is bottom of the league last year, does that intimidate you at all? What does it take to turn around an offense?
Well, really, when you look at it with offense, defense, and special teams, our focus is going to be on deciding what do our players do best, how can we find those things, and then let's implement schemes that accentuate their skill sets. So that's why getting to know our players, our personnel, really just studying what they've done on tape, being able to communicate with the people in this organization is going to be critical as we fill out our coaching staff and figure that out moving forward. But our focus really for the team in general is that continuous improvement, focusing on one day at a time, and we feel like if we implement the right process, then eventually the score will take care of itself.
Speaking to personnel, we talked about Jared Goff, but who else that's currently on this roster? Obviously, it could look a little bit different come game time, the first game next season. But who on this roster right now excites you?
Well, I think, you know, you have to be excited about Todd Gurley and what he's been able to accomplish, you know, over the last 2 years since he got into the league. Did a lot of work on him coming out of Georgia. This is a special back that has no limitations, can play on all three downs. So certainly you get excited about Todd. I see things in Tavon Austin when you look at what he accomplished last year, some of the things that he can do when the ball is in his hands. This guy's electric. And those are the players that, you know, you're excited about. On defense, Aaron Donald, first-team All-Pro player. We've gone against him the last couple of years, and he's a nightmare to prepare for. He disrupts, and he can change the course of the game. Robert Quinn's a guy that I've always had a lot of respect for. I see Alec Ogletree and Mark Barron as two of the more athletic linebackers on the inside, and T.J. McDonald and Alexander at the safeties, and then you look at Tremaine Johnson at the corner. There's a lot of things that excite you, you know, Gaines and Joyner as well. So going against this defense, there is very good personnel in place, and our job is going to be identifying that personnel that fit what we want the Rams to look like moving forward, and we're excited about that process as we go about it this offseason.
Speaking to that defensive scheme, Wade Phillips, reports have him coming in as your defensive coordinator. He ran a 3-4 with Denver. Obviously, Aaron Donald really used to that 4-3 defense. Is that something you think he's willing to change with the personnel that's in front of him, or is that something you guys will evaluate down the road?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think the first thing that we talk about is fitting our schemes to the player's strengths. And I actually got a chance to speak with Aaron the other day, and I assured him, I said, you are the best, one of the best three techniques in this league. You will continue to play a three technique. And really, when you look at what Coach Phillips' schemes have been, they are a 3-4 team, but they play a lot of the similar core principles and their motion adjustments, where Aaron is going to remain a three technique, where you got a two-way go on a guard. You can accentuate his skill set. So I assured him that while you might hear that Coach Phillips is a 3-4 coach, it'll still be very similar to the 4-3 principles that Coach Williams did a great job having him play at such a high level the last couple years.
Coach, do you have any fears? You seem fearless to me, but do you have any fears walking into this position?
It's not really fears. I don't think you allow yourself to think about that. I think you just have an appreciation and understanding for the importance of being around great people. And we talk about a culture of we that we want to have in this Rams organization on all levels. And everybody wants to be a part of it. And our people are our most important asset in any organization. They're going to be important to us. And if we get everybody moving in the same direction, then we've got a chance. So I think that's the mindset. Always want to be positive with our approach. Don't want to be negative, and that's what we will be as Rams moving forward.
And are you in the middle and in the process of assembling a staff at this point?
Yeah, that's our first line of focus right now. Gotten a couple coaches that we've got, you know, with agreements in place, and that's going to be very important, because when you look at coaches, we're looking for guys that are great teachers, motivators, and leaders that are going to help develop our players and help them reach their highest potential. That's what we look at in this organization as what determines and dictates what a great coach is, and that's what we hope to do, is fill out our staff with men like that.
Well, since we are, you know, a bridge to the fans, what is the first message you would like to say to your Los Angeles fan base?
Well, the message is one of the things that we're hoping to achieve and accomplish for you guys is a product that you can be proud of. We're going to focus on our process. We're going to develop a standard of performance. And if we do that, we feel confident that we'll put a winning product on the field. You're going to see a team, when you say, what does a Ram look like? You're going to see smart and physical players, all right, that are mentally and physically tough, and they love to compete. And our tape is our resume. We've got to do the little things the right way, and we hope to build a product that you guys are proud of in this great city of Los Angeles.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Coach. We're happy to have you here.
Thanks, Dan.
For more exclusive content, make sure you stay right here on therams.com.